Eric Omondi in studio.
Young Money.
One Africa, the big show happening as well on the 16th. We've got Eric Omondi in studio right now, a comedian. We've just been talking off air about what you do. It is Virgin Radio, by the way. Yes. How did you become the man that you are today, selling out arenas in Kenya of 45,000 people to come see you do stand-up comedy? How did you get there?
I started this when I was young. At the age of 5, I was already doing stuff. Yeah,
5?
5, yes. Oof. We call it primary school.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was the maniac. I was the menace. I was the noisemaker.
You were horrible.
I was horrible. You know, pulling off stunts and, you know. It was crazy.
So it was in you at a young age. You already had some sort of entertainment. You wanted to be that star. You wanted to be
I was the family star. I was the family entertainer at the dinner table. I couldn't stand anyone bored or quiet. I would do anything.
Good on you. Good on you. And that stemmed. How did you get to doing stand up? Did someone teach you how to do stand up, or you just started doing it yourself?
I started doing stand up in high school, and I didn't know it was stand up. I didn't know it was called stand up until I got to college, to university, and then the comedian that discovered me is called Churchill, Daniel. Yeah. So I thought I was just a funny MC, and they told me, no, that's called stand up.
Wow.
Yes.
Natural.
So when you were starting out, you didn't feel like, because it's my worst nightmare to do something like that. I think you have to have a lot of bravery.
Yes.
You know, with the awkward silences when you first began, were there any, or was it totally natural to you?
I've never really had an awkward silence, but I've had once.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh.
There it is. That's his
that
first
was my first
ever
awkward silence.
Thank you so much. On the Chris Fade Show. You remember
Chris.
That.
Thank you, Chris, man. I've always looked up. I'm always waiting for my awkward silence. Thanks, bro.
You're welcome, bro. I broke it in. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Two of the biggest shows in the world.
Yes.
And there you are on their show doing stand-up, not just for Africa. Now you're doing it across the entire world. What an amazing achievement. How nervous were you?
Oh, it was crazy, man. The first time I went to Jimmy Fallon, it was quite a blessing. I was in the audience. I just went to see. I was doing the tour of the shows just to get a feel of them, because I want to do something of the sort in Kenya. And then Jimmy Fallon sees me in the crowd. And I think because of my hair,
you're joking.
Yes. So he's talking to people during the break, and he's like, where are you from? I'm from Australia. Where are you from? That guy at the back, where are you from? I love your hair. I'm like, I'm a comedian. So he asked me, where are you from? And I said, I'm a comedian. He said, no, I asked you, where are you from? I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. I was so nervous, yeah? Yeah. And so it was like, you think you're funny? I'm like, I'm extremely hilarious. I'm very funny. So come.
Wow.
And he gives me the mic.
That is crazy. Like,
he does the make us laugh thing. So the first thing I do is like, guys, I talk to the audience. I'm like, guys, I really, really need you guys to laugh. Because I don't know what I'm going to say, but if you guys don't laugh, this is the end.
Yeah,
I mean, this is Jimmy Fallon. And guys were laughing. I'm like, I'm going to record a video to show to Kenyans. And so I don't have any impromptu jokes, but when the video is recorded, I need you guys to stand up and just give me a standing ovation. And Jimmy was laughing. And so I asked him, now, this was an ambush. Could I come back tomorrow and do it again? I said, tomorrow, same time, 5 minutes.
You're joking. And he amazing. Gave you 5 minutes on the show.
Yes.
I love that. What a great story.
Amazing story.
What a great story. Joan, you've called through. You're listening to Eric Omondi right now with us. What do you want to say, Joan?
Hi, Eric Omondi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's so nice talking to you. Welcome to Dubai.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Eric, I've been watching you do Churchill and all your clips, and I can tell you, you're really, really funny.
Thank you so much. Nashukuru, thank you.
And skinny also, yeah?
And skinny, yes. I need to tell you about that, yeah.
All right, I want to hear about this skinny in a second. Paris has also called through. Let me get Paris here. Is it Paris? Am I getting that name right? Paris?
Yes, Paris, online.
You're on with Eric Omondi. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say hi, Eric.
Hi. It's Paris.
How are you?
I'm fine. How
are you? Live on radio.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To Dubai.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'll come tomorrow. I must see you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Love it.
All right.
I love it. I love it. You got all your fans out there. I've never been in like Africa. I've never sort of gone. I know I'm missing out. How is Africa?
It's only 4 hours from here.
I know.
I mean, you're from Sydney. That's like 33 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. True. It feels that way. But I mean, when I get there, what am I going to experience?
You're going to experience a lot of beautiful. We're amazing, beautiful people, beautiful ladies.
Yeah.
We have, especially for
safari.
Safari. You've never been to on a safari?
Never. He's never been. I've been to Tanzania, but I've never been to Kenya. You have to go.
I know.
I run an organization in Kenya. It's one of the biggest. It's SPU. SPU.
What's SPU?
Skinny People United.
So I don't know. I don't think I can be part of that.
No. You could join. You could join. But you have to be at least 30 kilograms and below.
So what is the SPU all about? It's just
Skinny People United. We are almost as big as one of you. So that's the slogan. You know, nobody really thought about us. We feel marginalized.
Okay.
So I brought all the skinny people together, and we are quite a number in Kenya. I might actually run for president in 2022 because we are so many. Yeah?
That's amazing.
Yes. And again, also the other thing about Nairobi and women. I'm not yet married, but I'm getting there. There's this new love for, which I don't mind, love for money and success, and you really must have it to get hitched in Nairobi. Currently, I can tell you that.
What do you need, Fergie?
Money.
Oh, you need money. Women in Nairobi are interested in. I mean, I think a lot of generally
very stereotyped here, but
men and women like people with money. Okay, I understand that.
So this day I'm in Nairobi and I met the most beautiful woman in the streets of Nairobi. I was at an ATM. So we are lining up.
She was just hanging around.
Yeah, come to think of it. So we're on the same line, and just before I go get to the ATM, I hear, "Hi, Eric Omondi." So I turn back and I'm like, "Whoa, that's some beautiful woman." So I get to the ATM and I'm about to, you know, do my thing.
Yeah.
And then I can see she's
looking
she's
in.
Yeah. So, you know, genuinely, I just wanted to get 1,000 bob.
Yeah, but how much?
That's like how much in
1,000, just divide by 25.
Like a couple of hundred dirhams or something.
It's lunch money.
Yeah.
So, but there was so much pressure on my back. Like, I could feel her watching. So, I got like 100k.
like 10,000 dirhams.
10,000 dirhams?
Yeah, just to impress her. So, like... And I turned back and got the number. And guess what I did? Well, after I got her number, I went
back
straight
to the bank.
Into the bank. Deposit everything.
That is smooth.